Mr. President, Germany commend the remarkable efforts of all states parties to the convention. Cooperation as well as assistance is necessary to reach our shared ambition of a world free of anti-personnel mines. In this year, in 2022, Germany has allocated almost 60 million euros for the clearance of mines, cluster munition and other explosive remnants of war, as well as for victim assistance and risk awareness activities, advocacy and stockpile destruction in order to help parties to the convention. We currently fund more than 20 projects in 10 priority countries and in 3 further countries and regions. Mine action is not a silo, and thus the humanitarian development peace nexus is a cornerstone for Germany's funding. Some examples. In Colombia, peace and reconciliation are being supported by integrating former combatants into mine action projects. In Somalia, Germany funds a cross-border project supporting the cooperation between Somalia and Ethiopia. Innovation also plays an important role. To improve efficiency and security for partners in the field, partner organizations are supported in developing innovative survey and clearance techniques, for example, by using drones, as successfully implemented by Humanity and Inclusion in Iraq. For Germany, Ukraine has been a priority country for mine action over many years now. This year, the horrible Russian war of aggression against Ukraine has made the need for demining even greater. Thus, Germany is considerably increasing its support and will continue to do so in the future. Yet, this will not mean exiting other contexts. As a matter of fact, Germany's increased support to Ukraine will not lead to a reduction of support elsewhere. Germany would like to use this opportunity to thank all partner organizations, NGOs, as well as UN organizations in the field and their teams who do an invaluable work in often dangerous situations. It is of utmost importance that the independence and neutrality of humanitarian mine action NGOs are respected. Germany thus calls on all state parties to assure and respect the necessary working conditions of our partner organizations. Another important line of action is supporting the development of practical tools and guidelines that can be of use for state parties in their efforts to fulfill their commitments under this convention, or to become parties to this convention in the first place. The work of the Geneva International Center for Humanitarian Demining is essential for progress in this regard. We are ready to continue both our efforts to strengthen the Anti-Personnel Mine Ban Convention and our support for mine action in the field. Thank you, Mr. President.